Fleet of a British flag tanker it is refusing to hand back after seizing it in the Gulf depends on the cooperation of its crew with an investigation. A senior official also said the 23 crew members of the Stena Impero oil tanker were in good health. The vessel was impounded at the port of Bandar Abbas after the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps seized it in the Strait of Hormuz on Friday on allegations of failing to respond to distress calls and turning off its transponder after hitting a fishing boat. Britain called the seizure dangerous and summoned Iran's charge d'affaires on Saturday, urging Iran to de-escalate tensions and release the tanker. Thousands of people turned out Sunday in Hong Kong's stifling heat to protest a controversial extradition bill and call for an investigation into alleged police violence and for democratic reforms in the Chinese-ruled territory.
You can see so many people come here on the street and on every weekend, and the government still do not answer for what we ask. So we need to stand for what we want and keep going on, because we're Hong Kongers, we love our homes, so we need to fight.
Millions have rallied over the past 2 months in an unprecedented show of force against Hong Kong's embattled leader, Carrie Lam. Health officials say an oppressive heat wave that has blanketed large swaths of the United States has contributed to the deaths of at least 6 people. With the National Weather Service warning a dangerous heat wave paired with high humidity over the weekend could quickly cause heat stress or heat stroke, events were canceled throughout the nation, from festivals and concerts to sporting events. This is VOA News. A gun and suicide bomb attack in northwestern Pakistan Sunday has killed at least 10 people and injured more than 30 others. Salim Riaz, the police chief,